The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on the last day of June, the June the 30th, on the hottest day of the year. And we'll talk about that. 7:06 in the morning here. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a great, great, great weekend, and that you are sitting someplace where it's cool
now. Monday?
No, it's got to be Monday because it's got to be Monday because I'm sitting here on the stool talking in this, looking at Bad
what
Bob and his
over
happiness.
The
good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
I know, really.
Big weekend.
It's a big push. I'm not sure why it's a big push. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors this morning, and let's hear what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Crystal Sondak.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3 points at 16,849. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1960, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 7 points at 4405. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 93 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, AT&T up 9 cents at 35.50. Ford's up 3 cents at 17.32. Advanced Micro Devices adding 6 cents at 4.17. And Coca-Cola up 9 cents at 42.28. Of local interest, PG&E up 22 cents at 47.75. North Valley Bank down 3 cents at 21.98. Harley-Davidson up 12 cents at 69.50. And Sturm Ruger down 31 cents at 58.52. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46. Oil's down 8 cents a barrel at 105.66. And precious metals are lower, with gold down 44 cents an ounce at $13.1460, while silver's down 21 cents at $20.80 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908. So you can find out what's happening on Wall Street. And Wall Street needs to be watched here. I've been reading a lot of things about it, that there's some critical times ahead, especially this week. This week we have a lot of things coming out on jobs, on the economy and everything. And this next 4 days, plus some Supreme Court Supreme Court issues and some rulings that are going to come down that could have a big effect. So you ought to do is give them a call at 243-7561, our Wells Fargo advisors. Find out how it's the best way to keep your investment safe, to keep your investment safe during this very, very volatile time. 243-7561, or just head on down to Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Linda, you know what? It's supposed to be the hottest day of the year.
I know.
You know, and we're going to be working tonight.
I know. Tonight we have, in fact, I'm trying to look up to the, I can share with us, our listeners, the specific music. Now, it's Monday morning. I'm going to drag my tongue around a little bit here. I'm going to try to, you know, be as good as I can. It's going to be a hot day.
It's going to be hot.
It looks like our forecast reaches around 109 from what we're looking at here. It'll vary in areas, of course, as we know. It's mostly clear tonight with around 76. Tomorrow, we're in around 108. You know, and again, that varies in other areas. It could be over 110 as well as lower than 106. So we have about 5 to 10 miles per hour that's the high with winds. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
They're warm today.
Hydrate yourself. And tonight we're going to be out at the Sundial Bridge. You know, they have music, live music, every single night up until the 4th of July. Tonight will be, I think not only is for us, but I think about the musicians. You know, they got to schlep their drums. They got to, you know, they're playing in the heat. I've been there, though. I know what it is to play in the just the super heat at a, you know, like at a county fair, and you just do it. This is what you do. You're out in the elements. So anyway, we'll be out there from 6 to 10 tonight. That's at the amphitheater down there by the bridge. And that's put on by the Shasta, by the Arts Council, along with all of the celebration that's called, you know, for our 10th anniversary. So come join us for that. 7:10 in the morning. How are you on this Monday morning? Well, we had a big weekend. We did, Saturday night, if you look at the front page, Saturday night we had Dancing with the Stars. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But how did you sleep? I had to visit with some friends. Lovingly visited with some friends.
You're
last night.
Having a bubbly day this morning, aren't you?
I'm trying. Why don't you join me?
I slept great. I slept great because my sleep number setting is now 40. And I actually was able to sleep in because you took pity on me and you hopped out of the bed and grabbed Elle Killer and took her to the dog park. But my sleep number setting is absolutely perfect for me, and I know yours is different, but with dual air technology, we can do that. But it's even getting better. The smartest bed in the world. I'm not sure if I want to sleep in a bed smarter than me, but it says it's got high IQ. This is the Sleep IQ technology, and it's the only bed that lets you track and optimize your sleep with Sleep IQ technology. Sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track how you're sleeping, and it's fed back to you via an app. You don't have to wear anything. You don't have to change right then. But it tells you every morning. It says, well, this is how you slept last night during these hours. And this maybe you need to change your sleep setting. And where can you get that at? There's only one place in the world you can get that, and that's at Sleep Number. That's right. Sleep Number is the only bed. And Sleep Number, of course, is the Consumer Reports mattress of the year. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. I can't say more than that, than all of those. But right now, head on down to your Sleep Number store. And you can save right now $300 to $750. That's right, $300 to $750 in selected Sleep Number beds. How much is a good night's sleep worth? It's worth a lot. It's worth a lot in the bot house here. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Right behind McDonald's area there is our Sleep Number store. Go see Brian or Janice and say, how can I get a good night's sleep? They're going to tell you. Okay. Bob, how hot is it?
It's so hot. Well, right now
I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they were both walking. How about that? That's how hot it is. It's so hot that when I say 107, I wish it was that hot because it's going to be hotter than that. That's how hot. It's going to be 109. It doesn't get much hotter than that except 112.
Okay, so tonight it'll be cooler. It'll be much cooler, but tonight.
Cooler tonight.
Okay, Matthew Songmaker and the Mountain Messengers. That's who's at the bridge or down at the Sundial tonight. And also Mary Ann Cody and Grant Rudolph. And the proceeds tonight are going to the Golden Umbrella, which is really cool about a lot of these every night. You know, with the festivals, they have, some of it's gone with and Home Helpers, the Care a Lot Foundation, Riverfront Playhouse. Well, tonight is with the Golden Umbrella. So come join us. You know, bring your chairs.
We're gonna be
bring
there.
Your misters. We're there for 4 hours tonight.
Bring your misters.
Bring your misters.
Bring your squirt guns.
All
come
kinds
up and,
of water. Yep.
And squirt us there with your shower things. No, we're going to be there from 6 to 9, and it's going to be a great night. It'll be a little bit warm, but that's okay. Bring your drinks. I'm sure there's vendors down there.
They have beer garden and food
beer
trucks
garden,
nightly.
Food trucks every night, so you can sit down.
Music starts at 7 on Sunday and Sunday through Wednesday, so there you go.
I think it's going to be a great time.
Excellent.
We're going to be there. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got lots of things to talk about, especially Dancing with the Stars, a huge night. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, and what it did for one of our local organizations. We'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision.
At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeehaw! Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, July 12th.
Why?
Because it's our fourth annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch. And it's going to be a hot time in the old mining town all day long. That's why. We're starting with a miner's breakfast just after sunrise. And at 10:30, the best rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see.
We even got ourselves a real stagecoach to ride in.
That's right. You can ride up and down Main Street and see all the old West stuff and stop and pan for some gold if you want.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There's going to be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at. Plus, don't miss the Law Dogs. They're high noon Old West shootout show right in the middle of Main Street.
I hear tell the French Gulch Hotel will be serving chicken and ribs from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music entertaining you and dance until nightfall.
Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, July 12th.
For information, you can dial 227-2369.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, I feel good this morning. Carl on the bot. I feel good. You know why? Because I'm back into my health regime again. And part of that is heading down to Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Walking in, I immediately feel healthy. I walk around the store four times and I come walking out. I feel like I could probably have a Twinkie now because I feel healthier after being in there. That's how healthy it is. It has the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. It has classes on diet and health, in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff, more and more and more every time, more and more and more. Water, free water there.
I went in the other day to go get some CoQ10, and I got in a conversation with one of the gals, you know, who's an expert, and I learned so much. Just, you know, I wanted to get a vitamin that didn't have soy in it. And so I, you know, of course, there's several different brands that have different things. And I said, look, I just want to get some CoQ10 without soy. And, boy, she headed right over there. And she said, well, and I, well, why are you taking it? I said, well, because I get headaches. And she goes, well, is that went into?
We don't need to get into frontal health.
But anyway, so, but the funny thing is she was such an expert. She made me go into a deeper part of why.
Yeah.
What it is when you try to
answer.
Well, ended up to in a 20-minute conversation, but I learned a lot from her. So that's what's great. Orchard
Nutrition. That's who they have working there, though. That's who they have.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I'm just, you know, backing you up on that, buddy.
I love it. Okay. When you do that. Hey, look, okay, 109 today. Let me just say this. You know what? I just saw the other day somebody, again, another child found in a car. 109. It gets up 30 to 40 degrees hotter in your car. Please, please, please think about this. No animals, children, elderly people, nobody, no living being or thing should be left in a car out in the sun on a day like today or yesterday or tomorrow or the next day. You're just going to kill it, whatever it is. And you'll be, you know what? It's not a nice death. So think about this. Think about, look behind you. Look in the backseat of your car. Make sure everything is okay there. I know it's such a busy, busy life. Put down the cell phone and take a look. All right? Dancing with the Stars. Let's talk about that. Huge, huge thing.
One safe place raised over how much? Bob, you've been right there in the smack of it.
I hadn't heard the final tally.
125,000.
Well, every, and I think probably more is coming in. So I think tomorrow night we have a cast party roundup, or kind of like, you know, the figures and everything. And it's always very interesting to, after the event, you know, people work so hard. I mean, I just can't say enough about, and specifically, you know, I think about, you know, who's been on our show this last week, you know, Rhonda Ball and Sharon Clark, because, you know, I know them more, you know, I feel like I know them better, and I see, you know, what they've gone through as far as, you know, the process of it. And so I just, everybody has their own personal journey and injury.
They've all been banged up in this thing. Everybody was working though. Really hard. Jason Hart and Stephanie Scatina were the overall winners. And Jason, of course, is the chairman or tribal chairman for Wind River, and they brought in over $51,000. Yeah. And then the rest of the people were bringing in. Everybody brought in tons of money. $125,000. And Jason and Stephanie also were co-winners of the judges' choice. And Linda was one of the judges.
First time we ever had a tie. Yeah.
And the other one was Rocky Slaughter.
Rocky Slaughter and his partner.
Monica Fisher.
And Monica's been doing this for 4 years.
Beautiful
and
long hair.
It was just, I mean, it was quite an event. And I tell you what, having danced in this a few years ago, they've really raised the bar on what they're doing. I mean, I saw more lifts and swinging around and people being, you know, elevated in the air than I've ever seen before. And I'm not sure, you know, when I see that, you know, I cringe. I mean, nothing happened. Everybody landed safely. I kind of cringe about this because this is not something they do all the time. But their people were up in the air. When you're up 6 feet up in the air, 6 or 7 feet up in the air, laid out with your back to the ground, the only thing it takes is a bad move, and you've dropped somebody. I mean, and they're not going to get up right away.
Sharon had one of the most beautiful lifts.
Oh my gosh,
that was a full body flat in the twist around. I don't even know what the name of that is, but
it was really high quality all the way around.
It was everybody, and you know, and something like, you know, Rhonda Ball. Can I say this? And I told you that last dance you did, I wanted to get up and dance with you. It was smooth, and it was obvious you were having fun.
Yeah.
And it was such a good dance. You weren't elevated 46 feet in the air like some of the others. It was just a great dance.
It was elegant.
I'll tell you the other one I did, Allie Evers, when she danced the first dance, which was kind of a presentation, and it was kind of telling a story about women and leaving their abusers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that one was just
interpretation.
Really interpretation.
Being the videographer, I saw that dance evolve, and I saw it several times. And I had a genuine, honest-to-God lump in my throat because I knew the backstory to that dance.
It was
tough to watch.
Oh, no, it is.
Because you know the story. And if you've ever been near that situation, it hits.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Jason and his partner did such a great job. I can't say enough about Stephanie and Jason. I mean, they put a lot of effort into it. And here's a guy that doesn't dance either. But he put just like everybody else, Lucky Jezron, everybody, Rocky, everybody.
Let's talk about the people
threw
behind
themselves out there.
Absolutely. People behind the scenes. Kathy Babcock. Of course, Barbara Harrison. Barbara Harrison is there. She is keeping everything going. She's been working tirelessly to make that all happen. Gene King, Christy Hansen. These are the immediate people that I can think of.
And
Bob and Brenda Belongi.
Oh.
Videographing, doing all the, you know, people make a joke, but the packages or the backstory is what when they talk about the first segment was what of the celebrity dancers and what they're going through. The second segment is what the dancers have experienced. And
the little video
that.
Vignettes.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. Vignettes.
I like what Sharon said.
I call package.
What Sharon said. She said, I just don't want to land on my tushy, and that's the one you showed with her, just in the practice when they crashed. And
you know, I walked in the room and I had just turned the camera on when that took place, and it was one of those moments that makes anybody who does film or video go, "Yes."
Well, okay, great. It was a great effort by everybody, and we applaud. And we're going to get Jason in here hopefully this week. Talk to him about this. How he's has he recovered yet? Okay, front page. Record Searchlight. Half of it is Dance Contest is big winner. Mm-hmm. Then on the other half, Obama's VA pick brings diverse past. Now, let's talk about... Let's talk about this. The guy he's picked to bring in to head up the VA was a complete surprise to everybody. Why? Well, he was the former chairman, CEO of Procter & Gamble, one of the largest corporations in the world. But he's also a West Point graduate, top 2% of his class, served with Stanley McChrystal, and who knows him and says he's a quality guy. So he's well thought of by the military that know him, and he's well thought of course by CEOs. Boeing says this guy is just outstanding. And this is if this is true, we need somebody like this guy right here to be Robert McDonald to head up the VA and fix this. And you know, even Obama's handpicked guy that went through there to find out what is going on with the VA brings back this. It was absolutely a scathing report. Significant and chronic system failures. You know, it's true. I mean, anybody that looks at this and reads this can see just how much trouble the VA is in. All of this, of course, not all of it. It was probably started probably 30 years ago. But it's come to fruition when by the Obama administration, and it's his way of appointing people into jobs they obviously can't handle. Shinseki, who was a hero in the service, but not one to run something like the Veterans Administration, and all these things that happened. Where were the checks and balances? I would hope that everybody that was supposed to be doing their job in these senior positions gets replaced. They get replaced or demoted or transferred. Well, I don't even want them transferred because then they'll go to some other place and run that. I want them out. And I hope that this Mr. McDonald, I hope that truly he comes in there, he cleans house, that he actually finds the things, he brings it back to where it should be, where they're taking care of veterans and they're not with secret lists and there's not an 800,000 person backup because of the inequality and the inability to get the job done because people just don't care. You first of all, you take everybody there that doesn't like veterans and you get rid of them. And you take people in other jobs where you can put a veteran in there, and you put a veteran in there. If they can do the same job, put a veteran in there. Guess what? Perhaps the veteran might have a better idea about what's going on than somebody who doesn't like veterans. Huh. Oh, gee. The other thing, too, is don't mix up local VA and the handling of VA matters in a local area as with the bureaucracy that when it leaves here. Don't do that. Our VA clinic here is just moving right along smartly. The Veterans Home is doing a great job and, in fact, is reaching out all over the place. All right. Brian Daly, Assemblyman Brian Daly, had an article in Record Searchlight. It is absolutely spot on. If you get a chance, you need to read this. Maybe we'll just even put it on our website. I'm not sure. But it's what he's saying is California is producing and building green jobs, thousands of them. Unfortunately, they're in Texas. That, you know, all of our jobs, our manufacturing, everything is moving to Texas or other states. And why is this? The article just lays it out very smartly. As we would say, it's concise. And what he says is essentially we are chasing businesses out through our rules, our environmental, our power. Do you know in Texas that power is there is two-thirds the cost of California is two-thirds more than Texas. California is two-thirds more for the cost of electricity than Texas. Now, if you get a high-energy company there or something that uses it, where are you going to go? You're not going to stay here. And everybody says, you know, that, and the thought was, well, look, you know what? We've got such a great living environment and all that. Well, the living environment's going to go away because everybody else is going away. The other thing he says in this, which I found really kind of interesting, was that, well, you know what? We have all the brains here. We have the brains and the white-collar jobs right here. And we can't be having to build all these things, build all these cars and all that. Well, what you find is, and look at Toyota. Toyota's moved all of its factories out of California. Closed the last one in 2000, I think, in 2008. And when all the factories leave, guess what else leaves? All the white-collar jobs, all those high-paying jobs, all those jobs that keep those private schools open, keep those restaurants moving, they're all leaving. And there's others that are leaving. alternative energy companies are leaving, and where are they going? Texas. Texas or some other place. Because we are killing ourselves with taxes, regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing new. There isn't a one new thing I just said to you. And yet, do we see anything in sight for change? We are so happy with what we have that we want to keep things just the way they are. We must. 18% of us voted. So obviously we like the way it is. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. If we're not talking about it, is it important?
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But at night, it's a different world.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The juice. Red wine, vinegar, and olive oil perfectly blended. It's how a Jersey Mike's sub gets its one-of-a-kind sass. It's how bites and chomps get bonused. The juice adds that certain something extra. An exclamation. The kind of exclamation you can eat. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Stop in at Jersey Mike's today and snazz up any cold sub with the juice.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. 7:35 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. 605-4567. I don't know. That was not laughter in my voice. It was a little bit of terror because Linda and I will be out at the Sundial Music Festival tonight down in the amphitheater right there by the river. You'll probably see me standing in the river.
Free entertainment, yeah. By the way.
It is. It's absolutely
free entertainment. And there will be, beer and wine booths. Tonight, of course, we have Matthew Songmaker and the Mountain Messengers, Marianne Cody and Grant Rudolph. And that's really exciting, guys. So come down 6 to 9. Music starts at 7. So, fantastic. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, Leonard has owned, is a, what, 45 years expert in any kind of gemstone, especially vintage. Opals are his expertise, but he can get you any kind of gemstone. Really, shop locally. And if you have any kind of gold or jewelry or estate pieces, take it to Leonard for his expertise, as well as going to get your watch, your new battery. You know, I see when the last time I was in there, tons of people come in for their batteries. But they also can get your watch cleaned. The guy that's there can actually take it apart and do give you just a complete expert repair. That's Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive.
2225. Okay, you know what? We're talking about drought. We're talking about heat. And, you know, how appropriate that John Wendelli joins us. And John is the City of Reading Water Utility guy. You are the man. Is that right?
Well, I am the manager of the water utility.
You're the manager. Now, not only this, but I'm going to brag about you just for a second. You also are a man of great engineering capability. And we first met you well before you worked for the water utility. In fact, it was a surprise when you walked in. We didn't know you had gone there. Is that you built me a Marine Corps timing cover for my Harley and a bell, which is on that bike right now. And this was years ago, though. And we appreciate that. It's kept me safe.
Thanks for bringing that up. my wife Angela and I launched a little company several years ago, and we made some bling for Harleys, and happy to provide that for you.
Well, I tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful. It's almost like a piece of art that rides on that Harley. But today we're talking about you've taken over the water utility. Then you're the manager, and what falls under your purview?
Well, Carl, I head up the water utility, and that includes all of the production facilities from the two water treatment plants, from the well field, all the distribution facilities, you know, all the miles and miles of pipeline, pump stations, reservoirs, just anything having to do with the water utility falls under my management.
Okay. And this is going to be a tough year.
Oh, that's an understatement. I came to the city actually 6 months ago, almost exactly 6 months ago, on January 2nd, and you know, it's been drought. That's the topic all day, every day. That's what we talk about, and that's what we worry about.
Okay, when you say we talk about it in there in the offices, I mean, this is the worst drought since what? When? This is the lowest the lake's been, and I know that, I think I said, you know, they just, I think water years from June 30th to July 1st or something like that, you know, from 2013 to 2014. So the water year is over. Is that correct? Or the water measuring?
Water year starts March 1st, ends February 22nd.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever I was looking at today on the news was what the factors they were using. So how are we doing? I mean, is it that bad?
It is bad. You know, we had no snowpack, very little rainfall through last fall, winter, and this spring, although we had a good February, a good March. But this is the real deal. The Shasta Lake is at 41% of capacity, and there's, you know, incredible demand for water, and the lake level's dropping. It truly is a crisis.
Okay. What impact, then, is this going to have on us right here? I think it says if this were a normal year, about 75% of the water provided to the City of Reading customers would come from the two water treatment plants.
That's true. In a normal year, the majority of our water comes from surface water, from our contracts with the Bureau of Reclamation. We have two water treatment plants, the Buckeye Water Treatment Plant, which receives water from Whiskeytown Lake through the Spring Creek Conduit, and then we have the Foothill Water Treatment Plant that receives water from the Sacramento River through Pump House 1. Normally, those two water treatment plants provide about 75% of the water that's used by the City of Reading residents. This year is entirely different. We're using our Enterprise well field much more than we normally would. And thank goodness we have it, because it's made a real difference in our planning for this summer. What we did, Carl, early on we recognized that, that there was going to be a shortage during the so-called critical months, which are the summer months. So what we did, we planned and executed to use the groundwater earlier and pump much more of it during the spring. And this gave us an opportunity to transfer some of that unused surface water that we normally would have pumped during the spring. We transferred it to the critical months during the summer. And that has eased things up for the city of Reading. But it's still
we need to conserve. Time. We need to conserve. Okay. Let's talk about conserving.
Do you have any tips that could be – I mean, everybody's always looking for extra tips that maybe they may not have thought of.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Linda, because water conservation is really pretty easy to do. We really should talk about water demands during the summer and water demands during the winter. During the winter, Reading residents use about 15 million gallons each day. So that's, you know, all just about all of that is used indoors. There's very little lawn watering going on in the wintertime. But in the summertime, the water demand peaks at about 45 to 50 million gallons per day. So if we do the math, you know, we can say that there's 30 million gallons a day going out on lawns and landscapes. And every bit of that water is treated to drinking water standards. So that's the real opportunity for conservation is in the landscape, and it's easy to do. Now, I don't know if I could say truthfully that most people have automatic sprinklers, but a lot of people have automatic sprinklers. And the easiest way in the world to conserve water with your automatic sprinkling system is to look at it and see what your settings are. Let me give you an example. If your sprinkler system, say, had six stations and each station was set to run for 20 minutes each and you wanted to save 25% on your landscape watering, you would set those stations back by 25% to 15 minutes. So go from 20 minutes to 15 minutes for each station, and bingo, you've got a 25% savings.
Is there a better time to switch? Because I know we're going to do that again. We've done it once, but we're going to do it again to conserve even more.
We may even cut out one completely.
Right. Is it early in the morning or late at night? What would you recommend?
Early morning, you know, according to the landscape folks, early morning is really better because you don't want to have your grass sitting all night being wet, promoting fungal growth within the lawn. Oh, okay. So I would say early morning would be the best time.
All right. So cutting back 25, just by 5 minutes, we'll cut back 25%, which is really literally at the end of the summer, thousands of gallons. What are some other things that we can do?
Well, there's lots of things we can do, and it's common sense, and I'm sure all your listeners have heard this before, but just be aware of what's going on in your home. If you've got leaks, fix them, for heaven's sakes. Leaks, you know, what people don't realize is a very small leak wastes a lot of water because most leaks run 24/7. They're running round the clock when you're asleep, when you're awake. It doesn't matter. It's sitting there leaking. And
hundreds of gallons.
Hundreds, thousands of gallons.
Thousands of gallons. Yeah. Okay, so just something to check, you know, to make sure that you don't have any leaks going on. We've got a phone caller on line one. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl, Linda, and I have a question for your guest.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the spring.
John Wendelli, right.
Hi, John. The Spring Creek water conduit in February, I believe it's going to be shutting down. And the Shasta Community Water District is going to be building a structure or infrastructure to get water from the city of Reading while that's shut down for Old Shasta. And I just wanted to know what impact that has on the city of Reading. And secondly, there's a water leak, by the way, in one of your little boxes at the corner of Dana and the westbound on-ramp to Highway 44. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's very difficult.
He's writing it down right now.
Okay. I didn't know if you have a hotline for – I mean, I walk every morning and I see where there's problems. So if you had a hotline, I would definitely call it, but thought I'd just report it now because it's been a couple days. So anyway, I'll take my answer off air. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Ruth.
Well, Ruth, thanks for your question. You're exactly right. The Spring Creek conduit is going to be shut down for inspection and possible repair probably next February. That's what the Bureau is telling us. And we have in place an agreement whereby we can provide water to those users that otherwise would not have water through the Spring Creek conduit at City of Shasta Lake. That's been ongoing for several months. The agreement has been hammered out, and City of Reading is ready to implement that plan.
Great. Our guest is John Wendelli, who is the, I guess, are you the general manager of all the water here? Or how would you, what is your title?
I think my official title is, you know, it's one of those city titles. It's Water Utility Manager.
Water Utility Manager. Okay. And you've already gotten some help today from the audience telling you we've got a leak out there on the, on the 44. We'll be right back after these messages. We've been talking with John Wendelli, who is the Water Utility Manager here in Reading. And there's a lot of other things we need to talk about, on saving water and the impact it's going to be by the end of the year if we don't save water. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 7:45 in the morning, June the 30th. It's 80 degrees out there and going to be up to 109 today.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water,
cool, clear water.
I crack me up.
Yeah, you know.
Gosh, Carl, sense that, of the, was, sense that was of the wonderful. Pioneers. You were right on key there.
About that. You know, that's sometimes amazing. Even a, you know, even a blind goat finds, a little... a, finds an apple now and then, you know. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:49 in the morning. It's 80 degrees going up to 109 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. And you know what? Big shout out again to Sharon Clark. She put it on the line out there Saturday for Dancing with the Stars, and nobody was in the air more than she was on lifts. Nobody. Anyway, 10 years. Their 10th anniversary with Reading Home Helpers. All of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, insured. Saw a bunch of them out there the other day. They're really happy. Call for a free in-home consultation. Now, Sharon will come out and talk to you, look at your situation, and will give you just outstanding advice about how to take care of your elderly or others that may need home helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. Check out her website, readinghomehelpers.com. Our guest today is John Wendelli, who is the water utility manager for the city of Reading. And he's, you know what? Oh, yeah, I'll take over this job. That's kind of like taking the job over when, who was it? Somebody took the job, and the economy crashes or something like that. Yeah, okay, I'll come out. Yeah, let me take the water job. Oh, look, no water. It says, you know what? You said during the break here that a mark of honor should be a yard that looks stressed at the end of the summer. What exactly is stressed? My yard looks stressed all the time, even if it is watered. It looks, you know, some of it's brown, some of it's, I'm not even sure what some of it is. I think it's a mold that's going across the yard, but it's green.
Well, you know, and I put that in the notes for you so that, it really is a badge of honor. If you're conserving to the point where your yard is looking stressed, then I could consider that a badge of honor. If it's lush and green and water running over the curb into the street, not so much. As I mentioned before the break, 45 million gallons a day that we're producing and sending out into the system, about 30 million gallons ends up on lawns and landscapes.
Stop washing your cars. Go to car washes. Is that a better way to do it?
It really is. Car washes recycle much of the water that's used at the car wash, and you really get a better clean anyway because most of the modern car washes have a spot free rinse and gets all those mineral deposits off. And I know you're a Harley guy. I am too. And nothing's worse than spots on your Harley.
I can't believe that. The only thing worse is it doesn't start.
Don't touch my Harley.
Don't touch my Harley. I'll go out there and ring my bell. Bella Vista, deep trouble. And some of the residents of Bella Vista live inside the Reading city limits. They're not getting water, though. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I mentioned a little bit before the break, City of Reading is very fortunate in that it has surface water resources, both pre-1914 water rights and post-1914 water rights through the Central Valley Project. We did receive severe curtailments on our surface water rights. 50% of the project water through Central Valley Project were curtailed, and 25% of our old pre-1914 water rights were curtailed. But a lot of the other districts in the area don't have those pre-1914 water rights, and they are in much different condition than the City of Reading is. One of the things we were able to do, which resulted from starting those wells early and pumping them hard and moving water, paper water, moving it from the spring months to the summer months, it eased the stress on City of Reading's water system, and we were able to transfer some water to the Bella Vista Water District to help ease things.
Okay. I know that they ended up buying some water from the from us, mm-hmm. and then they bought some other from someplace, I think from someplace else. Anyway, water though is going to be a valuable commodity here next year. What are we looking at here for next year, John?
Oh boy, my crystal balls. I wish it was. It is fuzzy, but what I can tell you is that if we have another dry fall, spring, a fall, winter, and spring, things are really going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Right now, all of the entire state is under restrictions for water use, but they're regulatory restrictions. They're restrictions sent down from State Water Resources Control Board, Department of Water Resources, Bureau of Reclamation. These are government restrictions. If we don't get rain this year, We are actually going, you know, we're going to be in a situation that there isn't any water. And that's uncharted territory. You know, there'll be many, many communities that may be using water to the extent of simply public health and safety concerns. There may not be any water at all available for your yard.
Wow. That could be something. Right now, as it is, I know that the city of Reading has on their own saved 14%. But what you're saying is that next year it could be is that nobody waters your yards.
That could happen earlier.
Oh, it could happen this year?
That could happen this year. There is
really? So, I mean, if we could get to that point this year where it says turn off your lawn sprinklers? How much – but yet we still see all this water being moved out downrange. I still see Palm Springs down there watering golf courses. What can we do about that?
Oh, boy. We've got the Sacramento Valley, and Shasta Lake is the queen of the reservoirs in the state of California. Provides a lot of water inside and outside the region. And, you know, this is for environmental concerns, for agricultural concerns, for municipal and industrial concerns. There's a lot of competition for the resource. Mm-hmm. And there's very little, it's over allotted. So what we find is in these tight years, things get very political.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, just a water comment.
Okay, water comment.
Yeah. Two things. Who takes care of the off ramps from the freeways? Is it Caltrans or city or who?
That is Caltrans.
I was going by Cypress this morning on the west side of Cypress, and it looked like Shasta Dam was just spewing all over the place. The water was 8 feet tall. It was spraying. I mean, it wasn't broken or anything, but there was a Caltrans truck there. But I'm wondering, they revamped these off ramps, and then they've got this water. It looked like there is, 100 times more water than it needs. That's number one. Number two, I came up with, 100 years ago, why don't we have recycled gutters? Why don't we have troughs we can put into gutters and recycle that water to water plants and lawns or whatever, floral?
In other words, I'll do water runoff catches and have it just go right back to the city.
Well, in the gutters. Okay, I was thinking. Well, that's a good thought there, Carl. But like a system you could sit in the gutter or build in the gutter that the flow of the water pumps it back into the, you know, when you see water, guys, watering their lawns and all that stuff, and the water just going down the
street, being a way of catching that. Yeah.
Yeah. Reusing it. I mean, I thought that for years. Why couldn't we put a little paddle thing in there that paddles the water back into the floral or something?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Dave. Bye. We got like a minute and a half left. Oh, thanks.
All right,
okay. You got the word on the. This is the second time people calling in saying, "Hey, we're the other one." Is there a can we recycle?
Absolutely, and it's it's funny, as water becomes shorter, recycling comes up more and more often, and there is some recycling going on in the city of Reading through rainwater catchment basins. And basically all the water that ends up in the storm sewer goes back to the Sacramento River. We may not be able to use it, but it's used downstream.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, watering those golf courses in the streets of Palm Springs.
Could I get a couple of websites in?
Yeah.
I know we're running
close.
If more tips and tricks for conserving water, a couple of websites that are very helpful. www.readingutilities.com and then www.readingwatersmart.com.
Okay. ReadingUtilities.com and ReadingWaterSmart.com.
That's right, Linda. We also have a hotline with a recorded message that provides information on the current drought information. That number is 646-3700.
Our guest has been John Wendelli,
thank you, John.
City of Reading. He's the water utility manager. It's not the last time, John. We want to have you on for updates because this is too important just to kind of like, oh, we'll have enough water because we're not going to have enough water. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me, John. Enjoyed it very much.
When we come back, Mark LaSalle is going to be with us talking about business in the future right here in the city of Reading. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court says corporations can hold religious objections and allow them to opt out of the new health care law requirement that they cover contraceptives for women. SRN's Wally Hines is outside the high court where the historic ruling came down this past hour.
In a narrow decision, it's a victory for Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood. Basically, the court ruled that closely held corporations, those corporations that are owned by private family members, cannot be forced to comply with the contraceptive mandate. The court was clear in saying that this ruling should be seen as not allowing illegal discrimination based on other issues, only applying to the contraceptive mandate.
That's SRN's Wally Hines outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Implications from today's decision? Brad Dacus heads up the Pacific Justice Institute.
This decision was a victory for religious freedom. For every family held or closely held corporation in America.
And Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute says there are widespread implications about religious freedom in America, especially for business owners.
The Georgia Supreme Court decided not to treat these businesses the same as General Motors and Exxon, but rather to go beyond the corporate veil and recognize that it was a family, there was just a few individuals who had very strong convictions.
That's Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion. The court's four liberal justices all dissented. Also at SRNnews.com, former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey says he thinks that optimism is, in his words, short supply when it comes to the situation in Iraq, as he explained on CBS's Face of Asia.
The administration needs to step up its act. We should use military strikes against ISIS when they threaten the Shia areas or Baghdad.
And he says U.S. security is in peril. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like Quick Click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Fire officials in eastern Arizona's White Mountains say that the fire actually grew there, the one they're battling, but the flames are not spreading. That's a good news, according to San Juan Fire Public Information Officer Bill Morse.
We really can't safely put our firefighters right up in that rough terrain, steep, rugged area with a lot of real heavy fuels.
That's why he says the western flank of that fire is the hardest to battle right now. The city of Prescott, Arizona, marking the one-year anniversary of the deaths of those 19 hotshot firefighters, the ones that perished last year after a shift in the wind. Colleen Turbyfill says that she's honored to mark the one-year anniversary of her son's death by taking part in a ceremony in his honor.
He was only on this earth for 27 years. It's 27 years that I got of absolute pure joy that a lot of moms don't ever get.
Meanwhile, the names of each of the 19 who perished will be read today before the courthouse. This is SRN News. using consumer fireworks on our nation's birthday, a tradition, but the acting chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Bob Adler, notes that deaths and injuries are on the rise.
In 2013, there were 8 deaths and an estimated 11,400 injuries related to fireworks.
Parents should observe teens when they're using fireworks and never let the kids play with them, they say. Feel like you've got too many passwords and have trouble remembering them? You're not alone.
Frustration over the growing list of number, letter, symbol, codes that we have to create to get into devices and online accounts is common. Thomas Way, a computer science professor at Villanova University, calls it the tyranny of the password.
That's SRN's Gordon Griffin. Passengers say a United Airlines plane made an emergency landing in Kansas after an evacuation slide deployed during the flight.
All of a sudden heard a popping noise and kind of a hissing.
That's Barbara Post, a passenger who was on board and spoke to KAKE-TV. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to that. You know what, Bob, that truly sucked. I mean, you know what, that was
good. Morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful day. That's going to be, oh my goodness, we know hydrate, because we are going to have a hot day with temperatures around 109. Good morning from Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Let's start off with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 16,822. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1960, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 2 points at 4,400 even. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 156 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple up 63 cents at 92.61, Microsoft down 34 cents at 41.91, and Netflix up 56 cents at 442.64. Of local interest, Costco up 27 cents at 115.76, Home Depot down 18 cents at 80.95, and Reading Bank of Commerce down 17 cents at 6.33. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.53%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46%. Oil's down 40 cents a barrel at 105.34, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up $1.56 an ounce at $13.16.60, while silver's down 20 cents at $20.81 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Now, as you can tell from what Chris just said, and from if you're reading the paper, if you're looking at the financials, you'll see is that there is a lot of information that's going to be pushed out this week that's going to concern the stock market and stock prices. Make sure if you're, you know, make sure you have experts looking at it, looking at what your investments are doing. And the experts are right there at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and set up an appointment to head on down to Park Marina Drive. I tell you what, you will not be sorry. Let's go to our phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Sally?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to a hot day.
You're no longer, who was it? Was it you that was banned from the... from here by
yes,
accident.
I was. I've been banned for months.
Well, oh, you know, dear. No, Sally, really?
Yes. I couldn't get on the chat room for about 3 months.
Well, you need to give me a call or have somebody say it, because as soon as we found out about it, because we didn't. Somebody every so often, when they're, you know, that has one of the shows, can reach in there by accident and do
I'm
that.
Sure it was by accident.
Of course. You know we love you.
Are you on now?
Yeah.
I am. Oh. Well, I can get on now.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
I can. I tried on Sunday, and I was able to. So
excellent.
That's good. It has been fixed.
Welcome home, darling.
Thank you.
Hey, what's happening tonight?
Tonight, we have a hot guest coming. We have Lauren Spivak, and he is putting on a two-night seminar. He will be here tonight, and tomorrow night is part two of his pre-market warrior, and he is a great economist, and he's funny too. He's very humorous, gets his point across, and makes you understand how free markets work as opposed to what we're looking at now, basically.
Okay. And this is, of course, absolutely free.
Yes, it starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, and you will not be disappointed. He is great, and he will have a PowerPoint, and he will also have some books for sale.
Great, and it's air-conditioned in there too, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Lauren Spivak.
Tonight and tomorrow night. If you miss tonight, you can come tomorrow or vice versa.
Do you need to see one, or is he just giving it for two nights? So, I mean, if you see one, you don't need that second one. Is that right? Or
well, it's part one and part two.
Okay, it is part one.
If you can only come for one night, I'm sure you'll find his information very, very good. Relevant.
I'm sure we will. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thanks, Sally. Currently 85 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperature is climbing. We're going to have 109, maybe 110 tonight and today as far as our highs are concerned. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures reaching around 76. Now, tonight, Carl and I are going to be emceeing the Sundial Musical Festival down at the, I love it, at the amphitheater down there on the riverfront. So it'll be a little cooler down there. Bring your chairs, but there are, I guess, there's, tents with wine and beer and some food. But Matthew Songmaker and the Mountain Messengers will be there tonight, and Marianne Cody and Grant Rudolph. So come join us. You have 8 days of free entertainment that leads all the way up. Of course, you're celebrating 10 years. This is a big community event, 6 to 9 p.m., June 29th through July 2nd. The music starts at 7 p.m. So we'll be down there for two or three hours enjoying the evening down at the amphitheater. Come join us.
We'll be there at 6 sweating. So come on down, sweat with us. We can all wade into the river. I will be immersing people in the water. No, I will not be baptizing you, just immersing you in the water, because we will need that. And then we would take turns running around in circles to cool off. Okay.
There's somebody really special with us this morning.
You know what? And you know what? He said, I noticed he didn't come on until we had Guido go over there and break his arm. So after Guido, I said, Mark LaSalle's from, RDC is not, I'm having problems with Guido. And the next thing I know, Mark goes, okay, I'll come on.
Okay, Mark LaSalle is with us this morning.
Good morning.
Economic development.
I'm making fun of something that obviously is painful. Anybody that knows Mark knows that he's an adrenaline junkie and takes chances out there. He does paragliding.
Is that what this is from?
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, okay. And yes, that's what it's from.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, but you can't help it, darling.
Wouldn't you do that?
Giving a visual of who you are.
A visual is that Mark is sitting here with his left arm in a sling. And is it a cast on there, or is it just a
ace bandage?
Last day of cast today, coming off this afternoon. With luck, we'll find out.
And you fractured or broke totally something?
Yeah, I just took a bad landing, a hard landing. I was in a cross-country race and had to find somewhere to land and pick the wrong spot.
So cool. You know what? If you're going to play, sometimes you pay.
If you're going to play hard. Absolutely.
And it
all heals.
Yeah.
I think I saw you wrote something you said that you knew what caused it. Is that what's true?
I know what caused it, but I don't want to go back and just re-practice. I think we'll just settle for that, okay?
See, sometimes if you do something and you don't know what causes it, that really bothers you.
I was explaining to my wife, you know, if it had been an act of nature, that bothers me. But no, this was pilot error, and sometimes the pilot won't do it again a second time. So quite safe, done, we're over
it's
with.
Done.
Heal it up, and now work on getting back in the air.
That's right. Let's move on.
Fantastic. So thank you for being here today. We like it when you come on and you tell us what's going on in Reading.
My pleasure.
What's new?
My pleasure.
Let's sink our teeth into something positive.
I tell you what, let's take an early break. Well, we won't take an early break right now. Because my producer left.
Well, that's right. Okay. Give us like a one, two, three. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, airport.
We've got airport we can cover. We can talk about what we're doing in the startup world. We can talk about companies out there. What's going on in the state of California. What's going on nationally. We got a lot of stuff.
Let's talk about crime, too.
Crime?
A little bit about crime.
Sure.
I'd like to.
What do you know about what I've been up to this weekend?
You know, impact on our businesses. I'm looking at front page stuff, you know, even though the Record Searchlight has gotten, I think, a lot better in their front page, and how they display their front page with a little bit more positive stuff on it. And they've made a special point to do that. But, let's start with the airports.
Okay. Basically, the airport's an ongoing discussion. At this point, we've got a group of investors. Do we have time to start on this? What do you
want
to do?
I tell you what, now we're back with our producer. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break right now and then get into airports.
All right.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, honey. How are you today?
Oh, great. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
It's going to be 109 degrees today, my friends. Is your cooling system actually working the way it should be? Is any of them? I'll tell you, Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people will be able to tell you exactly what's going on. Any type of make or model, they can fix it. You have a breakdown of today, give them a call, 221-2642. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service and emergencies, they will be there for you. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They do the work on ours, and they do a great job. Alliance Heating and Air in the North State for over 20 years. Our guest is Mark LaSalle, CEO of the EDC. Economic Development Corporation.
And, long title there.
Yeah, and we were leaving, we were talking about the airport. Okay, what we had Rod Dinger on the other day,
right?
And he said that that about the work that you two really are doing on the airport, and right now we're kind of at a.
We're basically still in the exploration stage of trying to find a partner to open up L.A. Connection. Just brief history on it, and Rob probably gave you a little bit of this the other day. About 9 months ago, we met with our business community and discussed the airport service and their desires and wishes, and basically the conclusion was we need service to L.A. We've got 3 flights a day to San Francisco. Occasionally during the summer, we get a couple of extra flights over the summer, but we need that L.A. connection. And we then went back to the community and said, well, to get an airline here, we have to have a fund. I mean, they need basically some offset in terms of their startup costs and to offset some of their risk. We managed to basically raise just over $1 million. It's sitting in a fund right now. We have a commitment of some additional dollars depending on the airline we get. So we've got something substantial. With that, we went out and we actually arranged meetings. This was last fall with all the airlines at their home office, which is probably the first time a community of this size in the entire country has got airlines with all five, have had meetings with all 5 airlines. So it opened the door for us. With that, we've developed a relationship. We talk to them regularly. In fact, Rod and I have been on the phone the last 2 weeks with all 5 airlines again. Every couple of months, we make the rounds. It's an amazing business. I mean, this is my first introduction to it. And things that just change so fast. I mean, for the size of the company, these are major corporations that are running the airline service. And we're down to 3 or 4 now that run the majority of the service.
I think 3 of them own most everything.
Well, 3 or 4 of them do basically the major piece of it. But things change so fast in terms of how quickly they can move into a market, how quickly they can move out of a market. And we'd be talking to one airline 3 months ago, and yes, they're looking to build the West Coast. 2 months later, they've decided the West Coast isn't going to work. They're going elsewhere. I mean, these decisions are happening so fast. On top of that, you've got fuel costs going up and down, which obviously have changed, their expansion. Their aircraft are aging, and particularly so they're changing the size of the aircraft they get. Whereas, a 20-seater aircraft used to be economical for them. Now they're looking at a 50-seater. That puts a demand on the smaller communities to be able to fill those 50 seats. So there's a lot of things going on.
The pilots, I understand, are aging too.
The pilots one is a huge one. And it's not so much the aging of the pilots. They've changed the rules on the pilot training from 800 hours to 1,500 hours. And this has caused a real concern for the smaller regional airlines. They just don't have the availability of pilots. They've actually got aircraft sitting on the ground because they can't put flight crews together.
And they don't pay a lot for the regional.
It's
the flight. Yeah.
It's a minimal part. And for Reading, it's a combination. We aren't going out after one of the major airlines. We need a major airline to give us gate availability at the destination we're going to. But we use a regional airline to partner with that major airline to get us there. So it's a complicated piece to put together. I've got to say, I think we're making good progress. We've built some very good relationships with these airlines over the last year. In fact, this last time around, getting the calls, getting to them was much easier than it's ever been. So we're on their radar. They know what we've got. Every time we go back, then we go back with new numbers on what we're doing in this area in terms of business growth and what's happening. We're getting stronger each time we go back then. I think we're becoming more and more competitive. And when you look at it, we compete with Bend, we compete with Medford, Chico. There's probably about half a dozen communities that we compete with. We're getting stronger against those communities every time. So our case is becoming stronger and stronger. It's just a matter of all these other pieces coming into line. And at the same time, we've got San Francisco, which currently is in the middle of construction. And, we're having some...
It's slowing it down, too.
It's slowing it down. And so they're offloading some of their load to L.A., other things. A lot of the stuff we've got to work through. So it's not going to be a quick fix. I think it's something that we'll definitely, I feel quite sure, we'll see sometime in the next 12 to 24 months. We will see something out of it. I believe we really will. But there's a lot of things that's starting to happen. And I think some of this consolidation of the airlines has to settle a little bit first as well.
Yeah, we just have just gotten something from one of our listeners. And the... talking about taking the son to Sacramento to fly to LAX and picked him up last night, and it's kind of funny how it's a cycle we have here that if we have more business, we'd have another airline. But we need another airline to help us get the business because people need to fly in and out of here and be able to get in and out of here in a day and know they're going to happen. Is that a fair assumption? That's
a fair assumption. One of the big issues we have, unfortunately, is our hub is SFO, San Francisco. San Francisco has a lot of issues with fog, has it weather issues, currently construction issues. And I hate to say it, we're the small player in the game. So, you know, when an aircraft's coming in from Tokyo with 370 people on board and has been flying for 12 hours, it gets priority, and all of a sudden they call Reading and say, hold it. And, I mean, these type of issues play in. So a lot of it is the hub that we're connected to. If we're connected to a Dallas-Fort Worth or a Phoenix or something that didn't have those issues, I think we'd get a lot better service. And it's that lack of service which drives a lot of the frustration in the community and causes people to go elsewhere.
This is what people are writing. And you know what? And frankly, we've ridden, you know, the times that we fly out of here, we take that into account. Do we have enough time to get to Sacramento and make our connections if we're going to, you know, if they cancel us here? I mean, and they're very friendly here up here to help you get a seat down there, but it's still.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. And it's interesting. We have, I believe it's 87%. Leakage from our airport out of the area. 87% of our local people don't use this airport.
They go to other airports.
But would if we had service.
I'm sure.
You know, I mean, a 12% capture rate is very small. Tell you how that breaks out for the airlines. When they're looking at putting an aircraft in Redding or Shasta County versus Eureka on the coast, Eureka, even though it's a smaller community, less economy, less business, basically, the things that you would think would deteriorate from attraction for service, they have a 97% capture rate. We have a 12% capture rate. So from the airline standpoint, they can put an aircraft over there knowing they're going to fill those 50 seats or 70 seats on a daily basis. It's a given. So they know they can do it. Makes them a stronger attraction than we are, simply because of the leakage we have. And the leakage, as I say, is based on the service issues we have with San Francisco and the fact of the convenience of six different airlines being available in Sacramento.
And then it just adds on to it, because then if they don't have a full flight or they've got a half flight, they can cancel that flight. Yeah. And that just makes it worse.
It does.
Okay. Yep. All right. The only thing that's going to save us is we start our own airline. Why don't we do that?
You know, there's been talk about it.
Did anybody think about that?
I've had discussions with.
Call it Air Rod or Air Mart?
Air Rod.
Okay. Yeah, Air Rod.
If it goes down, I want his name to be on it.
Is it impossible to do that?
It's an extremely expensive, high risk venture. I mean, think about over the time, you know, in your life or mine, or in the last 10 years, how many airlines we've seen coming out of Reading are the small ones. It's a tough, tough one. We're currently talking to a airline in Southern California that's flying between L.A. and Vegas, just a small startup flying smaller aircraft, and I think we'll probably have them in town for a meeting here sometime in a couple of months. You know, we're looking at every option we possibly can right now. And that's one, but it's a real long shot. I think the reality is trying to get, you know, one of the commercials that can give us, one of the regional commercials that can give us good service connected to a major.
It's too bad if we knew that we could have one that's flying in here 3 days a week, you know, in and out, you know, twice a day, going down to LAX, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If you just knew that and you filled it up all the time, so you at least point at it and go, hey, see, it works.
You know, We've got the numbers from the days when we had service to L.A.
Sure.
to be able to support a daily flight to L.A. quite easily. A 50-seater flight, we can do it. The thing is, we're competing with our other airlines.
Yeah.
They're not buying more aircraft. They're having shortages of flight crews. You know, it's becoming congested.
It's that much. Okay.
And that's the piece.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question for Mark?
I do. Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
In lieu of the proposal on an extra 12 to 15 cents per gallon of gas that might be introduced and looks like it's going to be introduced in January by the state legislature, people now drive their cars to Sacramento and fly from Sacramento because it's cheaper to fly there or to drive there and then fly out. Would that mean that it would make because of the rise in gasoline prices, would that also reflect on the cost of what it would cost to fly from, say, Reading to L.A. or from Reading to Portland, et cetera?
I'm not sure quite the your data analysis behind that one, because I'm not sure whether it's just based on a fuel cost for highway or whether that actually goes into airline fuel costs or not. Going back to your comment.
That was my question. I wonder if there's if gasoline's going up for automobiles, would that reflect on fuel for airlines, or would the airlines now be cheaper in lieu of the new tax on the gasoline?
I can't answer that question, but let me take it another angle for you.
Sure.
You know, anytime you get pressure on a cost, and if highway costs are going up and airline costs are staying the same, then obviously more people are going to be attracted over to the airline side. I want to go back though for a couple of months. One of the issues the airlines had was, you know, were people in Reading willing to, the business community in Reading, willing to pay a premium to have flight service to LA over what they're paying now out of Sacramento? We went back to our business community and basically said, you know, would you be willing to pay a $70 or an $80 or $100 premium to fly out of Reading than fly out of LA? We got an overwhelming response of absolutely. And I mean, when you think about a business community, for example, sending three or four people to Sacramento, they have to have transportation down there, parking, the time involved of taking those people away from their business, all of a sudden, you know, it's a 6 or 7 hour experience to get to get to LA round trip versus flying out of Reading, which can just be a 2 or 3 hour. And the cost of those people. So, I mean, the business community absolutely supported paying a premium to be able to go out of Reading rather than Sacramento. I hope that helps answer your question.
It does. I do have a business and have had one for 25 years here and do a lot of business, done business in other states. In fact, have vendors in Florida. But point being is that I've always found it so much less expensive, especially if I have to send someone. Really, it's like 2 hours to the airport. But again, I guess what I'm looking at is the cost factor. $70, you know, for both ways isn't, you're right, that's a time saver. But, you know, with this raise in gasoline, again, it's the type of thing where would the fuel and the cost of the airline be maybe $150, maybe $200 more? Or have you guys done an analysis on that at all?
We haven't done any work on that one.
Okay.
I mean, that's one that, you know, frankly, I don't know that it's the main piece of our discussion. I mean, the big issue the big goal for us right now is to get a deal on the table that we can go to work with and have a look at.
Sure, sure. And that makes sense. It's just that, you know, businesses now are very sensitive in California, especially with Toyota leaving and et cetera, and all the regulations you have in any kind of business that you have. So the cost factor, I mean, to me as a businessman, I know the hundreds of people I know that are in business, the cost factor would be something we'd consider, and I would just suggest that you may want to put that on the table as something to consider, because, you know, as profits go down and regulations go up, and legislation that's not favorable to business in California going up, it really puts us all in a position where we've got to figure out, well, you know, maybe an extra 3 hours is worth it if we can save $200. So,
I'm absolutely with you. And honestly, I do a lot of travel myself, and the big deal for me, unfortunately, is reliability, and that's why I end up going through Sacramento most of the time. I know I can get out. I know I can get back.
Okay, hey Terry, we got to take a break. That's a good question. Here's the last thing to think about to add in your equation. Cap and trade is coming next year, and that's going to be another 25 to 30 cents a gallon for gas. Now, does it affect the airlines? I'm not sure, but it will affect your gas that you put in your car. So I think you have to also look at that. You know, when you're saying, if I fly out of Reading, it's going to cost me $400 round trip to L.A. as opposed to $290 if I go down to Sacramento. But now when you add in all these other factors, it may be just a wash. So,
yeah, you could be right, but again, that depends on if there is if these gas taxes are going to affect the airline industry. I submit to you, the way things have been going, there probably is going to be some reflection and some price raising. But you're right; it's all about the bottom line on that. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
Hey, our guest is Mark LaSalle from he's the CEO of EDC, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:33 in the morning. It's 86 degrees out there, going up to 109. Do not leave anything in your car today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today, I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and maybe the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. It's Monday Magic Madness is what we call it.
Last day of the month, 30th of June. 86 degrees out there. It's 8:35 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Wow. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Got my haircut there last week. It was a great time seeing everybody. The Cheers of Barbershops, and it's man's last stronghold.
Love it.
Go in there and look at just sitting there and get a haircut. Yep.
Were you in Palisadro?
No, it's right off.
Palisadro has three men's barbershops now. Can you believe that?
Oh, really?
I can't believe that. Yeah. Especially there only needs to be one barbershop in the whole area. And it's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Thanks a lot.
Best looking guys in the county.
There you go.
It's really fun to see barbershops. And I'm telling you, Cypress Square, I don't even go in there. It just has so much testosterone. It just melts off the wall. You know, it's amazing. Hey, by the way, tonight, one more time, on the 30th of which is today, Monday night, tonight. Mark your calendars. Come on out. Support our local music scene. Matthew Songwriter, our songmaker, and the Mountain Messengers will be there tonight at the beautiful amphitheater. This is the Sundial Music Festival. It's free. There'll be beer, food, and, of course, family fun. You wonder where the amphitheater is? Near the Civic Center. You can park over there like you're going to the rodeo. It's over there right on the river. It'll be beautiful tonight. Bring your chairs and enjoy a free night of entertainment, all part of the process and the 10 days or 10 years of the bridge. So come join us because we'll be emceeing it.
Our guest is Mark LaSalle, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. And we're talking, there's a question in here, and this is going to be a quick answer. Stillwater update.
Basically, one day we're going to be making a major announcement on Stillwater. Until that time, we're working with companies all the time along the way. We've got a new marketing company, Voigt Real Estate Services, out of Sacramento, that's doing an excellent job for us. reaching out into areas we haven't done before, being reaching out into basically medical research, universities, and getting some response. It takes some time. But we've had I think we've had probably three site visits in the last 3 months on Stillwater, which is, you know, for that type of park is very, very good. So things are happening, activities happening. One day we're going to be getting that announcement, but again, you need to be patient. It's going to be maybe a year or two by the time we get a company and they go through their full due diligence period.
Okay, so that's, and you did say I could bring my goats out there, though, to graze and probably get a good price off.
Sure, if they, you know, be careful. There's a lot of gun owners around that area that love to eat goat meat.
There's a lot of gun owners everywhere around here.
It's a Monday. What can I say?
Businesses that are starting up.
You know, we got a lot of new stuff going on. We've got two pieces. We're actually working on right now on the next step for the EDC. We've been working on a lot of background pieces for startups and incubating startups and piece on that end of it. Right now, we're in the process of working on trying to site a local incubator that we can use as a place to bring companies to when they come in. Currently, we've actually got four spaces donated to us, and these are surplus spaces, usually pretty nice Class A spaces with companies, and we're recruiting companies to those spaces. But we're running short of space, and we really need to bring it all together. So that's the piece that we're working on right now.
So we need a building. We need a building that we can put 15 or 20 businesses in. Is that right?
20, 25, yes.
Okay. Is this at the point where the city should step in and offer something up
this? I think we will get – we're getting support from REU. I mean, as part of it. I hope the city will come in as well. It's going to take a lot of partners in town, right? You know, whether it's bringing technology to the building, whether it's a private owner of the building that can come in as a partner and help us do this. It's going to take the entire community to make it happen. But the rewards are going to be phenomenal.
We need to really get outside the box here about how to get people in here. And my favorite is to anybody that listens, or if they don't want to listen, I still tell them, is going after those college kids that are graduating and have them compete for a spot, for one of our incubator spots, where they get a free storefront and electricity, and they get access to the internet. And then they tell it, you know, for a year. And then they have to tell us every month what they're doing. Then they can be mentored by people here in town, by yourself.
This is basically the package we have right now. I mean, we've got two parts of this. One part is a startup, which you're speaking of, where we bring them in, we put them through an accelerator process, where we put mentors around them, we bring cash to them, we bring the things they need to get their product, their prototype up, get their prototype into the market and test it.
And that exists right now?
That exists right now.
Great.
It's at a small scale. We're limited by the resource we have in terms of space to be able to do it, and that's why we need to be building the facility. The second piece we're tapping into, and you probably saw a story in Saturday's paper, I believe, where we've started to tap into back office service pieces in Silicon Valley. And this actually goes back about 5 or 6 years to a company in computing that came up here. And these are well-funded, well-started startups in Silicon Valley, and they aren't going to leave Silicon Valley. But they're now starting to build in-house back-office pieces, such as tech support, such as marketing, such as customer service. And those pieces we're going down, and with the new generation of student body that we're seeing in this community, between Simpson University, Shasta College, and Bethel, we've built up this whole labor force that fits so well in that part of the market.
They do.
And
we're getting there.
We've actually had five companies now in this year that we've bought, or excuse me, in the last 18 months that we've bought up here. And they've all come in with two or three people to start with. Within 2 or 3 months, they're 20, 25 people. So they're creating good – and these are good, well-paying tech jobs they're creating.
Okay. So how many in the last 6, 7 months did you say?
I've got five of them, and I think that's probably over about – I believe that's over about an 18-month period.
Okay. We've so got five companies more, up here that are hiring 20 right to 25. So we've got like 150 people have been hired. They came up here.
That have all come in just – and these are – you know, these pay $40,000, $60,000 a year or more, depending on how well they do in their job. But, I mean, they're good-paying tech jobs, and the labor force fits that piece very well. So we're going into those companies, and we're offering them a package. You know, come and try us out for a year. We'll give you a package where we're giving you major discount on utilities, basically free space, free mentoring, free support. Just use our people – and try them for a year. By the time they've had them for a year, they don't leave. I mean, they stay on. They can't afford to.
And, you know, this is what I've been banging the drum on, but you obviously have, instead of just talking about it, did it. And
that's what I'm hired to do.
No, but I know that. But this is exactly – this makes me feel so good.
Yep.
The only thing is I want more.
Absolutely.
I want bigger.
And that's why
if
we had this location where we could bring in, instead of, you know, two or three a year, we could bring in seven or eight a year, push them through the system and push them out to the community, that's when we're going to really start seeing some change in the economy.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We have a question about Stillwater. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Stillwater Park there. Instead of turning this into the state of Jefferson, the Stillwater Park would fill up within a year.
Okay.
So, what do you think about that?
You know what? Any time that there's a change in permits, fees, taxes, any of that stuff would be good. I don't think Mark would ever argue against that California is not a business-friendly place. So the idea of being able to get people to relocate part of their business up to here from another California spot, it may be the only way we can get a lot of people up here.
I think he makes a good point. I think, you know, that we got to remember, Stillwater Business Park was started probably 12 years ago. And at that time, California was still looked upon as a good place for manufacturing, as a good place for distribution. And this park was built around those two premises. Unfortunately, as time's gone by, and it took us, you know, 10 years to get through the environmental process with Stillwater, which is, again, a California issue, we finally got it into play. The economy tanked. At the same time, a lot of regulation has come on California, which was taking those two initial premises for the park essentially off the table. That's no longer going to be a big part of what the park's going to be about. However, and I think if you went back to the original thoughts of the state of Jefferson and you did away with regulation and you rebuilt your manufacturing, then perhaps that could be a way of filling Stillwater on that basis. Again, you've got to look and say, okay, well, do we want to go back and fill Stillwater with smokestacks, as was possibly the case, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago? I'm not sure how the rest of the community would feel about that. Today we look at Stillwater and say, okay, we've got a new economy in California. It's still about education. It's still about research. It's still about medical development. There's other areas that we can still go out and build campuses to accommodate those areas at Stillwater. And so that's what we focus on today.
Okay. Hey, Jim. Thanks a lot for the comment. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there, and Espresso Joe's has got iced coffee and ice drinks along with great espresso and lattes. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Plus, every type of e-cig that you can possibly imagine, plus all the flavors, different flavors. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Mark LaSalle. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I want to talk about broadband. I want to talk about that fiber optic cable that's sitting right there in the middle of Reading, and how do we get it into our city. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last.
last.
These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460, 87 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're so happy that you're with us. Chat Pack, love you guys are with us. Okay, get ready for a hydration day. I mean, seriously. Do not leave your pet in the car. Don't leave anything in the car. It'll explode like your brain. Hot today with temperatures around 109, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 76. You guys find that kind of funny because you guys like things that blow up. But
Any questions?
Yeah. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Now, you know that everything's blacked out because it's called Blacked Out 4th of July event.
It is. And I tell you what, you have to go back there and look for it, but you're going to find the biggest deals and the best prices. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to find that new or used?
We like surprises.
Car, truck, or SUV. And, you know, they're your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And the Dodge Ram truck was the first time it's ever happened. The 2013 and 2014 truck of the year. And if you live in Redding and you don't have a truck, why?
You know the best part with the blackout, guys,
what?
You can go in there and look for a truck and your wife can't see you.
That's right. You know, you can go in there and look at that super hog bag growler, you know, as we used to call them in the Marine Corps, that hog bag growler. That's the one that has like 458 cubic inches. And it goes, more power. But you can get it at Redding Crown Motors. I tell you, go down there.
There's something to be said about that marketing strategy because when you can't see something, it's like you want to sneak in and see it.
Show it to me. He says, you know what? I'm only going to show this to you today. All right. Give him a call, 223-2177, but go on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Mark LaSalle is our guest in our last segment here. We're talking about business here in town. One of the things that has been we've talked about in the past here is the that fiber optic cable. How do we get the big cable into Redding, because that in itself seems like it would attract business when we say, look, we're ready, man. You know.
No, this has been driven by technology, fibers, yep, supporting technology. I mean, it's as simple as that. And I think a lot of people don't realize we actually have three major fiber pipes that go through this county. We have two of them go right up the rail easement, and one of them goes up Airport Road and then goes out to the northeast. And unfortunately, we're not large enough as a community to open those pipes ourselves. And if we could do that, it would just lower the whole price of, or the cost of it to the business community, would attract others to the community as a result, and would just change the economy.
When you say we're not big enough because we don't have enough people that want to use it, or is it because it'd be too costly?
It takes a major user in usage and cost to open that pipe, to put in the connection of the pipe for them to be able to open it. About 3 years ago, we had one of the major data companies come to the area, and we got very, very close with them actually moving into Stillwater and doing a data center in Stillwater. Data centers aren't looked upon as a big job creator, but what they do do is, one, they brand with, because this was one of the major tech companies, and so the branding would actually attract others to be around it. But secondly, they open up that pipe, which suddenly makes it available to the entire community. And that's why, you know, we continue to work on trying to find other data centers to come in. But that would be a game changer for us.
Yeah, you know, and it may cost, what, $4, $5, $6 million open that thing up.
Honestly, I don't know what the number was. It was huge. It was huge.
Is this something that build it and they will come? Or is it you have to wait till they're here to
build
it?
No, build it and they will come. Chattanooga, Tennessee, when I was one of the first to go in as a community. And basically, they spent an enormous amount of money and built it, and they rebuilt their economy. This was done about 5 years ago.
Well, I tell you what, my sister and brother live there in Chattanooga, and you cannot believe how big this place is getting.
Yep.
Business after business is relocating to Chattanooga. Anywhere from a Volkswagen to a Kubota tractors to every time you turn around down there, there's something else that comes into Chattanooga.
They're getting a big part of the manufacturing, which unfortunately is moving in general to the southeast, but they're also getting a very big tech hub there because of it as well. And that was because of the community stepping up and putting and opening up their fiber.
Now, see, that's something we need to take a look at,
yep.
You know, or because we've got a lot of other things really going for us up here. And maybe if we had the fiber optic cable opened up and said, hey, look, this is how we're ready for you guys.
No, it's interesting. I mean, I had a hard drive crash on my computer. Went to a company to do the download. It was going to be a 3-day download for I have a lot of data on my computer.
Wow.
But went to another one that actually had the access to this kind of speed process on it, and it took 4 hours. And, I mean, in today's world, we've got to be able to offer that for companies coming in to be attracted to come up here and be a part of it.
That's interesting.
Yep.
I mean, hello.
I would like somebody
all about the size of the pipe.
I would like to see the presentation on that, and it says it's going to cost this much to open it up. Here in town,
yep.
And then look at Anderson and Red Bluff and other people helping us out with that, or at least Anderson, and then and City of Shasta Lake. Let's take a good look at this. How much it's going to cost?
If I may, Carl, the big question is the last mile. How do you build in the infrastructure to carry those speeds between the terminals, between the hubs, and the businesses and homes? That's the gigantic bottleneck. Where I am, I'm at the very end of the DSL availability for AT&T, and my speed is terrible. I couldn't run a business out there. And that's going to be the challenge for some of these businesses is who's going to furnish that last mile of copper or fiber?
We have two providers right now, AT&T and Charter, that look after that last mile. They're driven by market.
Right.
And basically, if the market is out there and demands a certain flow, they will put it in.
Okay.
And so a lot of it is, you know, their market currently is a small home user, which is a limited demand for them. But if they get, you know, if we open up the pipe, we get some major users that come in accordingly, they will put it in there.
Okay. So if we come out, this is where they will build. If you build it, they will come.
Yep.
Probably.
I would think most assuredly.
I think they would. You know what? And to me, It's worth. You know what?
That's putting
how much. I'd like to find out how much it cost. And okay, you heard it from me. And you're going to hate it, but if we had a tax that went directly to that to open up a fiber optic cable, and it sunsetted the minute that it was opened.
I work on the economy side of our economy. Yeah. It's on the economy side of our community. And obviously, I see a lot of discussion about taxes for law enforcement and other things. And I realize, you know, those are important, but if we can rebuild this economy, that alone
takes care of everything else.
I'm with you 100%.
And it cuts down on crime. It cuts down all this stuff. And then we bring in another group of people that, you know, that want to stay here and live here. And we have the funds to be able to take care of a lot of this other stuff and moving a lot of this crap out of here. Okay. All right. I'm willing. I want somebody to tell me how much is it going to cost. I mean, who does that?
I'll find out for you.
I would like
Please to
know.
You've got me cornered. You've got one arm broken. You're working on the other. I'll find out.
You know, you don't want Guido to come by again. I mean, you may have a tough time, you know, like drinking water, going to the bathroom, you know, these kind of things. But that's okay, Mark. Okay, Mark, we got
hey, let's just sum this up.
Yeah.
We've got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about it. Okay, you're smack in the middle of everything. What are like the top three things going on for you right now?
Top three things are 1, 2, and 3. Startup.
Okay.
And frankly, and I shouldn't put it that way. No, obviously we're working with a lot of existing business as well. Most of our manufacturers are actually doing very well. They're all in the process of hiring right now. Frankly, we have an issue already developing where we can't find skilled labor. I mean, that's one that we didn't expect to face for quite some time.
That are drug-free.
Yeah, and that goes well beyond just manufacturing. Yeah. Unfortunately, that floats out in the service industry as well.
Yes.
Yeah. But in the manufacturing side, where we're looking for CNC machinists, we're looking for welders, we're looking for these skills, we're not seeing kids coming out of school and going into those skills. And the opportunities are off the charts.
And people don't understand is that you don't have to go to college to be able to make $70,000, $80,000 a year and keep growing if you just know how to do, you know, the technical side.
Well, and it's interesting. The other piece is in the logistics of getting product to market. And on the whole trucking side, and I was in a meeting about 2 weeks ago in Minneapolis, and we were talking about truck drivers and the whole logistic field. The average truck driver today is 55 years old. The average truck driver retirement is 57. We've never had it of this kind of exodus coming up ahead of us. These type of areas are going to have some huge opportunities for everyday kids to walk in to good paying jobs.
You know, I think one of the things that people don't take a look at is going down to the military bases. When these young men and women are getting out drug-free, they've got a job discipline like welding or electronics or these kind of things, and literally going down there and recruiting them.
Absolutely.
You know, they're looking for a place to go to raise their families.
Yep.
And this is a great place to come up to and raise their families. And you've got trained, disciplined workers there. I mean,
agreed.
I think people need to do that.
Nope. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mark. And we
need to
come back
on
once a month. Tell us what's happening on the Reading scene.
My pleasure.
People want to know. Whenever you can get back or we'll send Guido again.
Yeah.
Can I throw out something depressing really quick? Some of our weather stations in the area are already touching the 90-degree mark at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, hydrate, and join us tonight at 6 p.m.
Good day for selling ice cream.
Good day. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Payush Dhanuka is going to be with us talking VA. And he works at the VA, but he's going to be talking VA matters and veterans and the things that are happening. A lot of stuff happening this week on the show. And, of course, the 4th of July on Friday. And not forget, you know, we lost 3 more Marines this past week in Afghanistan. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your community radio station. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They are pumped up outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Today's ruling in favor of Hobby Lobby and against Obamacare's contraception mandate, triggering a wild celebration.
This is a tremendous win today for all Americans.
The High Court says that closely held corporations cannot be forced to pay for contraceptives for female employees if it conflicts with the owner's religious convictions. SRN's Wally Hines at the Supreme Court.
In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that the government proved no compelling interest in requiring family-owned secular companies to be required to abide by the contraception mandate. In fact, the court said that there is nothing in the ruling that would prevent the government itself from extending that coverage to those who want it, and experts are already saying that that is likely.
Pacific Justice Institute President Brad Dacus telling SRN News that this
a major victory for religious business owners out there.